Hello, this is Alan Tepper for Capico FM and Pro Video Coalition, and I'm here today testing the Rode AI-1 interface, which is a preamp and A to D converter combined. I already previewed it when I did the review of the Rode NT1 microphone recently, and now I am testing it with a dynamic microphone. If you're a frequent reader, you probably know that I always try to use a dynamic microphone when I test preamps and A to D converters in order to test them in their most stressed case, where they have to do more heavy lifting with a dynamic microphone. So what I have connected right now is the Pile PDM IC78, which I have reviewed before. It's a microphone that physically looks like the SM57 or the Palindromic 545 microphone from Shure, which I have reviewed. And it is dressed with the Shure accessories, including the enormous windscreen and the shock mount. But in any case, let's talk a little bit more about the preamp and A to D converter that we're reviewing today from Rode. Unlike many of the recent ones that I have reviewed, this one, the AI-1 from Rode, apparently has much less, well, I shouldn't say apparently, it's even listed as being only 45 dB of gain, but there was some doubt as to whether or not it might have more, that it might have been underrated the way the iXLR was by Rode, and in that case, I quoted verbatim Rode's response when I inquired about that, but in this case, it apparently is true. It apparently is only 45 dB, so I had to crank up the potentiometer all the way to maximum to get minus 12 dB, which is our normal target when we are recording on our raw recording. Later on, of course, I always normalize to minus 16 LUFS or LUFS. But in any case, the main reason for making this recording now is to determine, is there any hiss or noise in the signal? Because I did have to go all the way to the maximum to get minus 12 dB. So let's find out.